Hello, everybody. Brian here from QuantLabs.net. Today is Monday, 6 o'clock, July 22nd. We've heard about the down markets. I just posted a video on the U.S. Fed to concentrate on the U.S. outlook with Fed data or FRED data and another association. So this is another old script I've gotten. I've had for a while, and it works with Eurostats for all the major markets or countries or members in the Eurozone, including, for now, United Kingdom, as long as the Brexit doesn't kick in, which may happen in October, who knows. So I'm going to look at the overall space. We also can look at, for each country member, the industrials, confidence, services, construction, retail, building, construction, confidence, and my apologies, consumer, that's consumer confidence right there, and the ESI, the overall economic sentiment indicator for the overall Eurozone, as well as the country itself. So let me pull up the charts. Now I'm only going to focus really on the big players out there. So right now, we have one for Belgium, it looks like. A lot of these countries are not as generous as they used to be. So I have no idea. They're not just providing all the information that they used to. So let's look at Germany, because they're the big ones. As you can see here, buildings up. Consumer is down a little bit, but it's kind of up. The overall ESI of Germany is coming down, which is not a good thing for overall the market. Industrials slightly coming down. And then, of course, retail majorly down. And then we get into Denmark building. Looks like it's doing a little better than Germany. We'll just see here, because we have here positive 10 and whatnot. So coming back to the building, it's just slightly positive. Construction is coming down, it looks like. ESI is coming down. Industrial is definitely down. Retail is steeply down. Services is up. And that's what most countries, I think, rely on now, are services. Let me see what else we got here. EA. I'm not sure what EA is. Must be a new member, I guess. Oh, Euro area. I guess the Euro area is all the members. And then there's Europe, including countries like Norway and soon to be UK that are not part of the Euro area or the EC. So let's look at the overall EA building. Man, it's coming back, but it's still negative. Consumer, finally it's positive. ESI is topping out, but dropping back. Industrial, retail coming down. So it's been in a dumper for quite a while. Not very strong. Services, that's the strongest part of all of Europe, looks like. So we have Spain here. Ooh, that's Spain. Yeah, Spain. And you can see here, it is coming back, but super negative. Consumer just hit positive here. Also, we have the overall ESI for Europe, for Spain. It looks pretty strong, if you ask me, because it's at the top end. Again, we can see how far back it goes since 2010. Industrial has gone negative again. As you can see, retail slowly grinding down. Services is another, looks like a strong point for Spain. So what does this mean Well, if you were to look for decent companies in Spain, and you know that the overall Spanish services sector is doing well, you could look for companies that focus on those sectors from out of Spain. So that's a sign, and this is all forward-looking. It's a powerful thing about this. You can see here that building is coming back down. Consumer, still negative. And then here, this is the overall Europe, for all of Europe. So the ESI is at the top end for all of Europe. Industrials, again, not at historical highs. Retail, it is dropping off. Not as high as you can see here in 2015. Services, flattening out, I guess you could say. And then we get into FL, which I believe is Finland. Oddly enough, when you get into countries like Finland, they can do quite well. But right now, Finland's negative on the consumer, on the building. Actually, the consumer's doing quite well. That's a good sign. So something's strengthening there. ESI overall. So Finland is strengthening. Industrials is strengthening again. It may hit the 2011 peak here. But retail is down. Service may come back. So this is now France. Now, funny enough with France, when I look at my other reports, the CAC or 40, I believe, it's been pretty strong. So let's see if we can confirm that through this. Consumer's looking really good, actually. Well, I should say really good. It's still negative. You can see here, negative 5. ESI is coming back. Industrial's starting to pick up. Yeah, and just cross through the positive. But it looks like since 2011, it's not been positive at all. So, hey, who knows? But it's okay for now. Retail's still down. Services is slightly positive. And now this is, I believe this is Ireland. IE is Ireland. Yep. So consumer's been pretty good. But you see, these charts are not new data provided. IT for Italy, building, it's getting there. It's supposed to be the worst. Wow, consumer's going down. Overall, ESI's topping out, looks like. Retail's getting a little bit stronger. Services flattening. LU. I'm not going to worry. I think that's Luxembourg, but it's kind of small. But you can find pockets here. So we have Netherlands here, building, getting stronger. Consumer was strong, and then coming back. It's dropping off there on the ESI. Industrial was peaking, but it's dropping off. Retail, services, not as strong, flattening. PT, I believe it's Portugal. You might find some interesting charts here. So we have Sweden can be strong, but it's flattening out so the building for Sweden is reaching peak, historical peak since 2013. That might be a good thing. Consumers getting stronger, ESIs pretty close to second best at peak, again, since around 2010. Industrial's getting better. It was, but it's dropped off. Retail's dropping. So services is flattening out. SI, I can't remember what SI, Slovenia, we won't worry about that. Pretty small. Last one we can look at is UK. So you can see how it's just dropped off on the building front. It was doing okay. Consumers definitely going back to negative. ESI starting to tail. industrial starting to pick up. I wouldn't say it's historical peak, but it's pretty close. Retail dropping, services are dropping. So there you go. So you can see which countries are doing well. It looks like Finland and maybe Sweden. Typical, I would have thought, in recessions, the Scandinavian countries. Hopefully this will help you out, and we'll do more as time permits or if people want it. Wayashell.delitter.